The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the June-July 2024 issue of Scout Life. And let's go to the front cover. At the top, Summer Olympics Preview. From the publisher of Boys Life since 1911, Scout Life has a picture here of the First Lady of Freestyle. Katie Ledecky rules the kingdom of freestyle swimming. Other articles, Snorkel Up, Fiction, Wild Horses, Scout's Journal about Yellowstone, plus comics, jokes, and much more. And as we turn into the front first page, page one, what we can look forward to in this issue, departments, page two, Area on the Prairie, page three, Heads Up, page nine, Ask the Gear Guy. Scout Life Headliners, page 10, Fitness First, page 41, Religious Emblems, page 41, on page 44, Reader Favorites, page 48, What's Up on ScoutLife.org, and page 47, Think and Grin. Some of the features, page 12, She Rules the Pool. The greatest female swimmer of all time is headed to the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Features, page 16, Write Your Adventure. Follow these troops as they go on an epic trip before summer camp. Page 20, Fiction, Wild Horses. Eric and Anna know they have what it takes to train and sell the wild horse. But should they? Page 24, Scouting Around. Do you know the Constitution? The United States Constitution aimed to balance the government's power without infringing on an individual's fundamental rights. Page 26, Merit Badge Minute, Weather, Nuclear Science, Indian Lore. Page 18, Gear Guy, Dive Right In, Explore Beneath the Water's Surface with This Snorkeling Gear. Page 42, Games. Comics, Mazes and More, page 28. Lion Pride on page 32. Tiger's Adventures, page 33. On page 34, Wolfgang, page 34. The Bear Bunch, page 35. We'll Be Loyal Scouts, page 35. Arrowheads, page 36. Dink, Dunk, Dink, Duff, and Desi. Page 37, Pee-wee Harris. Wacky Adventures on page 38, Scout's Life on page 39, and more Scouts in Action, page 40. Let's start on page 2, Airy on the Prairie. I really enjoy reading Scout Life magazine. Lots of great stories, and the jokes get me every time. The comics are amazing, and the scouting heroes are phenomenal. I really love this magazine, and I would like to thank everyone who works on it for always bringing some joy into my day. And that's from Nathan L. in Marshall, Minnesota. You're a rare bird to make my day like this, Nathan. The team here does it all for great scouts like you. And feel free to send really nice letters like this as often as you want. Your Nine Fishing Knots to Know article was very useful on a recent canoeing trip I went on with my troop. I think it's a great article that should be read by every scout to prepare for a water-related trip. It helped me learn with the different pictures and diagrams showing how to tie the knots. Thank you, and keep it up. That's from Xander M. in Atlanta, Georgia.
Gotta agree. These nine knots proved to be useful year after year as scouts explore the waters of the world. Honestly, I'm jealous. We eagles really haven't perfected knot tying. My talents tend to get in the way. If only I had an equivalent tool for effective fish catchery.
Page 3, Opening Shot, Heads Up. June is National Camping Month. It's the perfect time to get outside and explore. Turn to page 6 to see some of your fellow scouts' favorite campout moments and learn how you can share yours with Scout Life. Heads up, what's happening? June, July. Calendar. June 16th is Father's Day. Do something special for Dad. Summer begins on June 20th. July is National Parks and Recreation Month. July 4th is Independence Day. Celebrate the Stars and Stripes. July 24th is National Tell an Old Joke Day. Find thousands at go.scoutlife.org/jokes. On this date, June 4th, 1783, the first hot air balloon flight takes place in Annonay, France. June 21st, 1997, the Women's National Basketball Association, WNBA, plays its first game. July 1st, 1847, the United States issues its first postage stamp. And July 29th, 1954, The Fellowship of the Ring, the first book of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, is published. See it. Riley, a teenager, faces unexpected emotional changes in Inside Out 2. Her familiar emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, must learn how to deal with the arrival of anxiety throughout the sudden demolition of their headquarters. Inside Out 2 makes its way to theaters June 14th. Not rated at press time. Don't miss this summer's hot sporting events. Tour de France bicycle race is June 29th to July 21st. Major League Baseball All-Star Game is July 16th. Major League Soccer All-Star Game is July 17th. The British Open Golf Tournament is July 18th through 21st. Check your local TV listings for start times. Continue with Heads Up, Fast Facts. Bugs. Insects make up the largest group of organisms on Earth. The smallest bug is the fairy fly, a type of parasitic wasp. It can be as tiny as 0.2 millimeters long. They play important roles in our ecosystem as pollinators, decomposers, and food sources for various animals. Ants are social insects. They live in colonies and have specific jobs as workers, soldiers, or queens. The largest bug is the giant weta, found in New Zealand. It can have a wingspan of up to 4 inches and weigh as much as 1.5 ounces. Bees pollinate flowering plants, a big step in the reproduction of many crops. There are over 1 million recognized species of bugs. Heads up, outdoors. We ask you to share some of your coolest and most exciting camping moments with us. Here are some of our favorites. Cub Scouts work toward earning their whittling chip during a beachside lesson near Cape Lookout on the Oregon coast. Thunderbird Games. Pack 170 tries to stay dry while participating in the 2023 Thunderbird Games at New York's Federal State Park. As the saying goes, there's no such thing as bad weather, only unsuitable clothing. Angelo's dad, mom, and sister enjoy dinner prepared by the troop on the last day of summer camp at Camp Sinnequeak in Pennsylvania. Cub Scouts from PAC 7008 engage in friendly chess games during breaks between activities at their fall campout at Camp Jackson in Alabama. Troop 177 from Spanish Fort, Alabama, enjoy the lake views at Conica National Forest in Escambia County. And PAC 123 completes its 3-mile hike around Circle B Bar Reserve in Lakeland, Florida. Along the way, they encountered alligators, soft-shell turtles, eagles, and butterflies, immersing themselves in the swamp environment. head to gold.scoutlife/camping pics to share your photos and end up on this page. Collecting. Heads up. I have 30 knives. I've been collecting them since I was 9. My knives are more than just pieces of sharp metal. They are tools with stories to tell. And that's from Aiden S. in Kyle, Texas. I collect things like old art books, Legos, and Funko Pops. That's from Aaron S. in Euclid, Ohio. I collect hockey cards. My favorite one is of retired player Glenn Anderson. That's from Thomas M. in DeWitt, Michigan. I like to collect Sunday glasses and old fountain glasses. So far, I have about 60. I've gotten some from auctions and others were given to me. That's from Angela F. in Bunker, Kansas. I love to collect trains. I have tons of wooden trains and a few electric-powered ones. My favorite train car is an old gauge Lionel Cub Scout Pinewood Derby flat car because it has a Pinewood Derby kit on top. That's from John S. in Douglas, Massachusetts. I have over 100 bottles. My favorites are the discontinued vintage ones like the 1980s Pepsi bottle. I like the knee-high soda bottles from my grandpa's childhood. My mom and I find the bottles whenever we visit the woods. That's from Grant End in Herndon, Virginia. I have 146 micro machine cars. Most of them were given to me by my dad from his childhood. My favorite is the gray supercar, Koenigsegg Recluse. That's from Raphael Est in Liberty Township, Ohio. I collect sports cars. I have over 1,000 football, baseball, and basketball cards. My favorite is the Topps 2013 Travis Kelce rookie card. That's from Davis S. in Helotes, Texas. More heads up. Reader's page. Canoeing with my troop. I went on a 50-mile canoe trip with some of my friends from my scout troop. I brought all my food and water in my canoe for the 4 days I would be away. We stopped on islands along the way and pitched our tents. After that, we packed up our tents and headed for the next island. In general, canoeing can be super fun if you do it with friends. That's from Austin H. in Glendora, New Jersey. Has anything exciting happened to you lately? If you have had an adventure or are under 18, write about it and send it to Reader's Page, Scout Lobb, S-306 P.O. Box 152079 Irving, Texas 75015-2079 or via the e-form at scoutlife.org. You will receive this official contributor patch if we print your submission. As the Gear Guy, heads up, page 9. Question, I need to replace my old lantern. Any suggestions? That's from Kale in Des Moines, Iowa. Answer, lanterns are great lighting options, especially when conditions are not ideal for a campfire. Camping lanterns usually run off propane or batteries. Each produces a specific amount of light, measured in lumens. The higher the lumens, the brighter the light will be. Depending on how you'll be camping dictates what kind of lantern you should get. Lanterns with different brightness settings, like the Dorsey Life Gear Multimode Lantern, allow you to adjust the amount of light. It features two settings at 500 and 250 lumens. Plenty of light when you're car camping. It also rechargeable by built-in solar panel or USB. Flip the lantern on its side, pick it up by the sturdy plastic grip, and turn on the built-in spotlight, and you've got a more powerful beam for use while walking around a dark campsite. If you're going on a trek, get a smaller lantern that's easy to pack. MPOWERD makes inflatable lanterns that fold down, some of which you can find at the scout shop. I recently tried out their Lucy base light. It has three brightness settings, going as high as 360 lumens. A built-in solar panel can recharge its battery while a USB port can recharge your devices. Stuff we like. 5.11 ferro knife. Strike your knife against a piece of flint and you create a spark to start a fire. Don't have a piece of flint? No worries. If you have the 5.11 ferro knife, a stainless steel blade with an integrated ferro rod. This 2-inch blade has a 3-inch handle that fits comfortably in your hand. And if you want to use it to ignite some tinder, pull out the ferro rod that stores in the handle. A ferro rod is made of a combination of metals and chemical elements that spark when scratched. The knife also comes with a sheath and wrist lanyard to easily carry it around. Remember to follow pocket knife safety rules. Knives are tools, not toys. Get properly trained before you carry one. That's go.scoutlife.org/511. Question. I don't like camping when there are a lot of bugs. What can I do? That's from Harper from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Answer. The best way to avoid pesky insects is to avoid places where they thrive. Camping away from wet, low-lying areas where bugs often breed reduces your chances of getting eaten up. The next best way is to get some gear. Use insect repellents containing DEET or picaridin, which can effectively fend off biting insects. The BSA recommends DEET register at 20 to 30% concentration and picaridin at 20% concentration. Repellents with paraffin, which you can find at the scout shop, can be sprayed on your clothes. Wear long sleeve shirt and long pants to cover up exposed skin. Consider wearing a head net if bugs start swarming. You can also try repellers like the Thermacell E55 or the portable Thermacell MR300. Each uses a heat-activated repellent that disperses around the device, creating a mosquito-deterring zone at least 15 feet. The rechargeable E55 holds cartridges that can last 12, 36, or 120 hours, while the MR300 uses a cartridge and match that together can also provide 12 hours of protection. Scout Life Headliners. Sliding down the track. Eagle Scout competes at Youth Olympics. Orson Colby, age 18, hometown Riverton, Utah, scout rank Eagle Scout, Troop 1115, Riverton. Orson made headlines for competing on the USA Luge team at the 2024 Youth Olympic Games in South Korea. The scoop? In the sport of luge, competitors slide down a 1,000 to 1,500-meter track, feet first while lying on their backs on a one- or two-person sled. Orson was the only United States male single slider to qualify for the 2024 Youth Olympics, where he placed 14th in men's singles and 9th in team relay. He won gold at the 2024 North America Continental Cup, silver in the 2024 USA Luge Youth Start Race, gold at the 2023 National Championship USA Luge Men's Youth, A, silver at the 2020 USA Luge Men's Youth National Championship, and gold at the 2019 USA Luge Men's Youth B National Championship. He discovered his passion for luge while working on the personal fitness merit badge. Good job, Orson. Marital Medler, Eagle Scout, wins at Nationals. Tommy Larson, age 17, hometown Lacey, Washington, scout rank Eagle Scout Troop 9250, Tumwater, Washington. Tommy made headlines for winning bronze at the USA Taekwondo National Tournament in both 2022 and 2019. The scoop. Tommy is a third-degree black belt and competes on the United States Martial Arts Center demo team, which has won multiple gold and silver medals at the state level. Tommy also won silver at the USA TKD Regional Grand Prix West Tournament in 2023 and 2022. Certain martial arts are prohibited within the scouting program, but not for individuals participating outside scout events. Tarun Puri, age 18, hometown Aurora, Illinois, scout rank First Class Scout, Troop 889, Naperville, Illinois. Tarun made headlines for being selected as one of three overall winners in the 2023 Nuclear Powers Illinois Art Competition. Students created artwork expressing why their state needs carbon-free nuclear power and what others should know about its importance. Owen Thayer, age 14, hometown Moraga, California. Scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 1212, Moraga. Owen made headlines by placing second at the 2024 California Indoor State Indoor Archery Target Archery Championships in the Barbeau Under 18 Cadet Men's Division. Owen has been practicing archery for more than 5 years and participates in Junior Olympic archery development. Grace Bourbon, age 18, hometown, West Dundee, Illinois. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 111, Elgin, Illinois. Grace made headline for earning the Congressional Award Gold Medal. Recipients complete hundreds of hours of voluntary service, personal development, and more. Grace's Eagle Scout project involved creating from sustainable materials more than 24 crate beds and over 50 dog toys for a local animal rescue. Good job, Grace. She rules the pool. The greatest female swimmer of all time is headed to the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Katie Ledecky leads a stacked United States swimming team into the 2024 Summer Games. At an age when most of us are barely comfortable getting our feet wet, Katie Ledecky was a natural in the water. When Katie was a toddler growing up in Bethesda, Maryland, her parents noticed how she was totally comfortable in the pool. More than 20 years later, Ledecky has already achieved more than most athletes could ever dream of. She has won 7 Olympic gold medals and 21 world championships, gold medals the most in history for a female swimmer. Her 6 individual Olympic gold medals are a record in women's swimming. In short, she is the GOAT, greatest of all time. Ledecky's breakthrough moment came at the 2012 Olympic Games in London when she was just 15. It was there that Ledecky shocked the world, winning her first Olympic gold medal in the 800-meter freestyle and breaking the world record in the process. It was a moment that would change her life forever and catapult her into the spotlight as one of the brightest stars in swimming. But Ledecky was just getting started. More than a decade of dominance. Over the years that followed, she continued to dominate the world of swimming, winning medal after medal and breaking records along the way. Her signature event, the freestyle, is her kingdom, and she is its ruler. Most swimmers have strengths and weaknesses. Maybe they're elite sprinters, meaning they can swim super fast over short distances, but they don't have the endurance to keep it up over long distances. Or maybe they have the stamina to outlast opponents over long distances, but aren't that great in the shorter races. What makes Katie Ledecky unique is her ability to do it all. Her dominance in the freestyle events is remarkable, with victories in the 200, 400, 800, and 1500-meter freestyle events. She can beat you in the short run, and she can beat you in the long run. I have the approach that every race is a sprint, she says. Some races are just longer sprints than others. Ready for 2024. Ledecky is now 27, and she doesn't appear to be slowing down. She heads into this summer's Olympic Games as one of the favorites. The secret to her success? She still trains harder than anyone else, pushing herself to the limit and never settling for anything less than her best. I try to make the good days great and take something positive from the days I'm not feeling good, she says. Michael Phelps, probably the greatest male swimmer of all time, is impressed. She's somebody who is willing to dream as big as you can possibly imagine, Phelps says. That's what you need. She is doing things that women have never done before because she isn't afraid to think outside the box. She isn't afraid to give everything she can possibly give. The other Katie, Katie Grimes, might be the second best person named Katie in the world of competitive swimming, but she takes a backseat to no one. Grimes, 18, is one of the youngest members of Team USA. She placed fourth in the 800-meter freestyle at the 2020 Summer Olympics and is hungry for more in 2024. Grimes has proven herself to be a strong open-water swimmer in which athletes compete in environments such as rivers, lakes, and the sea. In 2021 interview, Katie Ledecky says she told Katie Grimes, "You're the future." The future arrives in Paris in 2024. Let's go to Scouting Around on page 24. Showing reverence. Living the Scout oath and Scout law means having high standards. Scouts should keep their bodies and minds fit. Keep your character clean by monitoring what you view and read. Surround yourself with positive people who support you while holding you accountable. Show kindness to others, including those who have different beliefs than you. Wonders all around us remind us of our faith in God, and we show our reverence by living our lives according to the ideals of our beliefs. You will encounter people expressing their reverence in many ways. It's your duty to respect and defend their rights to their religious beliefs. Who you are is built on the values of your family, friends, religious group, and community. You can make ethical decisions even when problems are difficult or if you must stand alone. There might be times when peer pressure could tempt you to bend the rules, but you know you shouldn't because that's not the way you want to live. Despite what others might think, make good choices and strengthen your moral fitness as you continue toward the larger goal of always being an ethical person. Fuel packs, drink up. In hot weather, refresh your water containers at every opportunity. Drink your fill and then top off your containers. Don't ration water. If you're thirsty, you need to drink. During strenuous activities in hot water, your body might require 2 or more gallons of fluid per day. A good way to tell if you are staying adequately hydrated is to drink often enough for your urine to remain clear. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.